Hi, I'm John. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the director of our provincial churches. At Victory, we are committed to plant churches all over the Philippines, believing that together we can disciple this nation. Hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
Happy New Year to all of you! Grabe, no? A few days ago, 2020 lang, ngayon, 2021 na. And I hope and pray that you had a great celebration with your friends and family, whether this be online or physically meeting each other up. Tag nyo naman sa baba, meron ba kayong kilala na during Christmas and New Year break, kumain lang ng kumain? May mga kilala ba kayong ganun, di ba? Yung iba natulog lang ng natulog. Yung iba naman nanood lang ng nanood. For our family movie playlist, we decided that we would be watching some Broadway musical, and on the other end, we would be watching Shrek series. So magka-level lang naman yung dalawang yon, Broadway musical and Shrek, di ba? Sino naman sa inyo, may kilala kayong nag-overtime lang ng nag-overtime? O yung iba baka nag-aral ng nag-aral, di ba? There you go. Maraming salamat for being with us last year. I'm sure we hope that you could stay with us online for the rest of this year. And hopefully, things go better so that we could meet each other physically here very soon. We're going to go through a series called Awesome God. And it's just so great for us to be able to start our year off not looking at ourselves and what we can do, but giving all our hopes, praises, adoration, and faith to our awesome God. When do you say that something or someone is awesome? Diba? Paano mo ba nasasabi na ang isang tao or ang isang bagay ay napaka-awesome? I'm not sure if it's right to put a superlative to awesome already. I think it's superlative by itself. I would say something or someone is awesome when there's nothing like it. When there's no one like it. Parang walang katulad. In fact, I would like to say that if I could put a control over the English language, I would like to make it very exclusive that the adjective awesome should only be used in relation to God. But I guess I don't control the English language. But I would say that there's no one like our God, and it's great to start off the year with that. There's nothing like our God. It's great to start off the year with that. That something awesome will happen this year because, not because we're good, but simply because we have a great and an awesome God. I think something awesome that's been happening in our society today is the invention of the vaccine. Experts would say that this by in itself is actually a miracle. What used to take decades and years only took 6 to 8 months. Of course, if you are an anti-vaccine person, only time would tell if it would really take an effect, diba? Now, for those of us who may not have an idea on how awesome this is, let me give you a proper context to that. If you would try to remember the smallpox vaccine, it was created in the United Kingdom during the early 1800s. Smallpox vaccine. But it was only administered during the 1950s. It took 150 years before people had the confidence to take it. During the first influenza outbreak in 1920s, nagkaroon ng research about a vaccine for that during the 1930s, and it was only during the 1945s that the vaccine was given. So ganun katindi. Something that's never probably happened before has happened before our very eyes. That is actually our prayer for each and every one of you, that you would come into a place of fully believing in an awesome God this year. You would say, God, everything I have, everything I own, everything that I long to be, everything that I hope for, everything that I am in faith for, I leave it up to the hands of our awesome God. And this entire series would focus on that in reflection of what makes God truly awesome. So if you have your Bible with you, please open it in Exodus chapter 3. This is the first story we're going to take a look at for the next 4 more weeks after today. Exodus chapter 3 starts with a story that is quite familiar, especially if you grew up in church. And this is the burning bush story of Moses. In verse 1, it says here, "Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you're standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land. I have a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Let's take this time to pray. Lord, thank you for this afternoon. I pray, God, for your grace to be upon each one of us. Lord, I pray that as we start off this year, God, we just want to say we commit to you this year, Lord. Yes, our hopes are high. Our faith is there. We're excited to fast. Lord, there are things, God, that we have planned for. There are things, God, that we could look back and say, God, thank you. And we're expecting a lot of great things for this year, despite of everything that might have happened. And yet, Lord, at the end of it all, I pray, God, that your grace would be upon us, Lord. And we submit everything to you, God. Everything that could happen to our lives personally, to our ministry, to our family, Lord, to our livelihood, to our economy, Lord, everything, God, we lay it down at your feet. And Lord, I pray that if there's anything that we would acquire this year, it's to do that, God, to have that confidence, to get everything that's involved in our lives and lay it down at our feet, knowing that the God that we serve is an awesome God. Lord, today, we give you back all honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this burning bush is an out-of-the-ordinary encounter. Some people would say this is actually a miracle all by in itself. Not just that, but for some, they would say this is actually a test for Moses, whether he would really look back and turn to God and whether he would hear God's voice. Now, one thing for sure here is that God used this moment to introduce himself to Moses. What I love about God is that he, as awesome as he is the first one who initiates. Siya yung nagpapakilala ng sarili niya. Siya yung nagpapakilala, siya yung nagsasabi na, I would want you to go ahead and get to know me even more. Diba? In the absence of Moses knowing him, it was God who first initiated so that Moses would get to know him. And it was through this miraculous encounter that God did that. We're going to go through verse by verse and see what this entire story depicts for Moses. And I pray and hope that it would increase our confidence in our awesome God so that we could all approach this year coming into a place of saying, God, I lay it all down before you. You know everything else. I don't know everything else, but my faith is fully confident in you. Let's go ahead and do that. So verse 1. It says there that Moses was leading the flock. So he was just going through the ordinary routines of life when the miracle or the test happened. So it was just at any given day, something that's very ordinary can become extraordinary. Now for a lot of you, di ba, Monday na naman bukas, you are going to go back to the seemingly routine of life. Online school na ulit. Christmas break. New Year's break is already over. And then you're going back to work. Yan, balik work na naman. It's the same old routine. Well, for one, you could be thankful that you have a routine to return to. But on another end, even the most mundane routines of life, God can appear there. Diba? Yung pagka nakita natin on how God is everywhere, those seemingly routinary things. So yun yung ginagawa ni Moses. It wasn't like birthday ni Moses. Something extraordinary is going to happen. It wasn't like, you know, this was the anniversary of him having this and having that. It wasn't like that. It was just the regular, ordinary routine of life. Moses leading his flock to the pasture when God showed up. As most of us would go back to the routines of life after this break, after all the celebration, the merrymaking and everything else, reminiscing the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my hope is that you will see God and you will find God in the regular routines of life. I like what Eugene Peterson once said. He said this, that to the eyes that see, every bush is a burning bush. To the eyes that see, every bush is a burning bush. Isn't that interesting? Diba? Parang to say the least, when you look at God, you know, it's like saying in all of these things, parang when we look at it from the eyes of faith, everything is extraordinary. Do you believe that? Parang if you come to think of that, no? Everything is extraordinary because God is there. You're about to return to your online studies. God is there. You're about to return to your work online, on-site. God is there. You're about to return to the routines of life. God is there. So in everything else that is happening, God is there. Moses had no idea on who God is, but it's God who introduced himself, and it was God who initiated. Verse 2 says this, something miraculous was happening. Yun yung nakita ni Moses. This is the way that God introduced himself. Now for Moses, I would assume, because this is the regular routine of where he brings his pasture, he has seen this bush before. He has seen this bush before, but something special seems to be happening in this bush in this particular moment. Diba? Something familiar. Something that was so familiar is becoming extraordinary. That's how awesome God is. This very familiar bush, I probably have passed through this bush 100 times and nothing seems to happen there. But at that given moment, something seems to be happening in that bush. It was burning. Kung lumaki nga kayo sa mga Bible school natin, alam nyo yun, di ba? Yung picture ng burning bush ni Moses. Now, not everything is going to be a burning bush moment for you. But if we have that eyes of faith to see God moving in every area of our lives, then it could always be an extraordinary moment for you. So verse 3, what did Moses do? Moses took the time to pause and turned aside. He turned aside to see this great sight, it says there. It says there that he took some time, he looked at it. What's happening here? Parang bigla siyang na-curious, di ba? Ano itong nangyayari dito? It's not something that I have seen in the past. And yet, check. Yun, it's not something that I've seen in the past. This is seemingly something new. And yet, it feels like something different is happening here. So let me take some time to pause. He did not allow the ordinary to just pass by. The extraordinary to just pass by. What he did was he took some time, he turned aside. Diba? Minsan ito yung kailangan natin gawin. As we enter the year, let me just encourage us to take some time to pause. Why don't we take some time to pause? I know that for some of you, napakahabang pause na nga ng 2020 sa akin. Diba? Before you go ahead and execute plans, before you go ahead and deliberate on issues, or before you go ahead and decide on matters, why don't we go ahead and take some time to turn aside? Let's take some time to pause. Let's turn aside. Let's hear God's plan for this year. Diba? Kung meron kang kilala na kailangang mag-turn aside, diba? Wag lang plano natin lahat, but let's take some time to turn aside. Tag them in the comment section below because we would want to do this all together. That's why I am very excited for our upcoming prayer and fasting next week. Why? Because this is our opportunity to pause, take some time, to turn aside, hear God, listen to God, not be familiar with His voice and His direction over our lives. So verse 4, then Moses. So how did God respond? First, God introduced Himself. He initiated. And then Moses responded by turning aside. Diba? Hindi niya binaliwala yung nangyayari. So when God saw that Moses turned aside, it says in verse 4 that he called to him. Sabi niya, Moses, Moses. Bigla niyang tinawag si Moses. Diba? He called to him and I was just thinking to myself, and what if Moses did not turn aside? Diba? What if Moses just went on his regular path, went on his ordinary way, even if something extraordinary was happening there? I'm glad Moses paused, because in response to that pause, God called him and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses responded once again by saying, God, here I am. So as we turn aside, before we even, you know, go through the routine of this year, we hear God, we get to do these things together as a community. When we pause, we get to hear God and we respond to Him again by saying, here I am, Lord. Lord, what is it that you would want me to do? So God, at this very moment, revealed Himself to Moses. And what does God have to say about Himself? The first thing is found in verse 5. God instantly said to Moses that He is a holy God. That's the first thing He revealed to Moses, that God is holy. This God you are seeing right now is a holy God. That's why you can't just pass by and not notice it. But when you respond to God, you need to do the appropriate action. Ang sabi ni God kay Moses, okay, don't come near. Not that God doesn't want Moses, but simply because it's a holy ground. Sabi niyang ganon, I don't want you and your sinfulness to mix with my holiness and therefore cause you to perish. So I want you to do a holy act, which is to take off your sandals, which is an act of humility. Every time we encounter a holy God, this is the appropriate action. We humble ourselves. That's why at the start of this year, more than the dreams, plans, ambitions, more than the expectations, the faith goals and everything, what we need to do first is to humble ourselves. And God, I am in the midst of a holy God. I humble myself before you. That's the appropriate action that we need to do. So God introduced Himself. I am like no one and there is no one else like me. So God is a holy God. So you are there and He is somewhere else. So it's like the way God has depicted Himself is that He's not common, He's holy, He's definitely above humanity, He is self-existent. In fact, in verse 14, He introduces Himself as I am. It's like, I don't need to explain who I am to you, but I am who I am. He is up there, we are down here. That's how He explained His holiness to Moses. That apart from you doing that humble act of taking off your sandals, you might perish in the process. That's how God introduced Himself. And true enough, we have to revere God as a holy God. Is He a loving God? Yes, absolutely. Is He a merciful God, a righteous God, a God who desires to bless? Yes. But as we begin this year, take note of that. God is holy. We are in the midst of a God who deserves to be worshipped, who deserves to be praised, who deserves that our sandals be taken off in humility so that we can appropriately bow down to Him. The second thing that God revealed in relation to who He is to Moses is found in verse 6. He says, I am the God of your father, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The next thing about God is that He is a relational God. What's amazing about this God, what's awesome about this God, is that this holy God, who's like no one else, who's like nothing else, is equally relational. You know what is God saying here? I know your fathers. Kilala ko yung mga tatay mo. I'm also the God that they serve. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Jacob. Your fathers, they know me, and I know them. And in the same manner that I have known them, I would want to make myself known to you as well. How wonderful can that be? That this God who's seemingly holy is equally relational as well. Kaya nga, nung nakita natin sa dulo ng verse 6, sabi doon, Moses was what? afraid to look at God. Why? Because that's a product of holiness. Remember, he took off his sandals, he's bowing, and he's afraid to look at the holy God. Why? Because he knows that God is holy. But God's attribute did not just end there. What makes his what makes him awesome is that his holiness is his only attribute. He's also relational. He stooped down at the level of Moses and said, "I know your fathers." So in the same manner, I would want to get to know you as well. I remember a time about 10 years ago when I was raising support to go to China for a missions trip. My dad told me, "Why don't you go ahead and approach one of my friends?" And it's his friend. Naninong ko rin naman. But I don't really know him that much. And what happened was I went to his office. And when I was in his office, I saw his success. He was one of the primary security agencies in the country. They've installed GPS chips as small as a rice grain in animals and pets so that they could track them. Gets his technology from Israel, probably worth millions of dollars and stuff like that. So, of course, I mean, I was a bit intimidated being able to talk to him until the conversation happened. And, of course, he gave me a full support on my missions trip to China. But even after that, what he told me was, "I know your dad. I know your parents," sabi niya. "We were singing in the choir together when you were little," sabi niya. Not just that, sabi niya, "My parents, your parents," sabi niya sa akin, "helped me when I purchased my first typewriter in the very first company that I started." So all of a sudden, of course, he would never equate to God. But this person that I would seemingly look up to, you know, would have the tendency to be very intimidated with, probably because of the success that he's had, started to become personal. And he says, "I know your parents. Yeah, this is what we have shared together." Then all of a sudden, I started to open myself up as well and said, "Oh, ganun po ba? Wow." And then we actually had a great time being able to talk together regarding the past and the future as well of where technology is going. Ang tawag niya doon, mga end time technologies, mga ganun. So again, hindi ko ma-comprehend ng pag-iisip ko lahat ng mga nasa isip niya. That's how brilliant that person is. But the point here is that's exactly, I would say, maybe a little bit or maybe a fraction of the feeling that Moses had when all of a sudden, God wanted to connect with him. Yes, he's all holy. He is up there. And yet he started to become very relational. In the same way, yes, even for us today, God desires a relationship with you, his people, his church, the people from whom Christ died for. That's the reason why he, at some point in time, he had to send his very own son, Jesus, because showing himself in a burning bush was never enough. He had to send his only son. That's how personal he got to each and every one of us. Try to imagine that. And if we start off our year like that yes, we do have a God who we need to revere, and yet this God who has control over fire, earth, wind, diba? Everything else that you see all around us is personal with you, man, you're going to have an awesome year. You're going to have an awesome year because we get to serve. We get to be a child as well in Christ, through Christ, of an awesome God. The last part, in verse 7, even Moses himself, later on, of course, he was afraid to look at God. But this is one of the reassuring things. Just not only to prove that he's personal, but he said, "I know what you're suffering from." God knows the suffering of his people. You know, it's one thing to know the good things that are happening to you. Diba? I know that for some of us, diba, pagka good news, madali yung i-broadcast sa social media. But when things aren't doing well, of course, rightfully so, having some social media ethics, diba? You're not gonna publish that all throughout. It's harder to know when someone is suffering more than when they're victorious or when things are going well for them. But God knows the suffering of his people. That's what he told Moses. Not only am I the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I also know your suffering. I know your personal suffering, and I know the suffering of my people. What their taskmasters are doing to them, I know them. Alam ko yon, and I'm not turning a blind eye to it, and I will rescue you. God knows the suffering of his people, and what did he promise? He promised deliverance. Now, if you're one of those people, you're suffering at this moment, God knows what you're going through. I know of someone now who has just suffered from the virus. God will and can deliver you. I know someone who's had suffered with their relationships all throughout the year. God will and can deliver you. Are economically suffering, are emotionally suffering, are mentally suffering. God will and can deliver you. He knows our suffering. That's how personal he can go. So he revealed these things to Moses. He said, I am holy, and yet I am personal to you. I'm relational to you to the point that I know your deepest sufferings. This is what makes God awesome. You know, my hope and my prayer is that we get to know more about these attributes of God so that as we go ahead and fully go out there, as we spend 2021, we would believe God. God, you deserve to be glorified. You deserve to be praised. You are our holy God, and yet you are with me. You know my inmost being. You know my suffering. You know when I come in, when I go out, you know everything about me. Right before I pray for each one of us, I just want us to remember this, that our holy God, who could have remained distant, reached out to us to show himself faithful and constant. This is what makes God awesome. He could have been distant because his holiness could never be mixed with humanity's evil, evil thoughts, evil deeds, sinfulness. And yet, he decided to make a way. He initiated to introduce himself to Moses, and centuries later sent his very own son, Jesus Christ, so that we don't have to remain distant from him, but he could become personal with us. My hope and my prayer is that you would have a greater appreciation of our awesome God. This awesome God that we serve, we could put him all our trust and all our faith because he is faithful and constant. Yes, he is holy, and yet he is personal, and he knows all your needs, your suffering, your victory, and he desires to make his plans come to pass because that is what he has ordained from the beginning of the world. Let me just take this time to pray for us. Lord, thank you for being awesome. Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for being awesome in our lives today. Lord, adjectives would run out, words would run out to describe how great of a God you are. Lord, today our prayer is that we would begin to see you, Lord, in a deeper way. Just like, Lord, I'm sure Moses have heard from his forefathers who you were, but not as personal as this one. That you would burn a bush just so as to catch his attention and introduce himself, yourself to you, God, to himself, Lord. Introduce yourself, God, to Moses. Lord, I pray that God, in the same way, you would open our eyes to see you in the most mundane routines of life. That every bush can be a burning bush, Lord. And not just that, God, but you would reveal yourself holy, God. Give us a humble heart, Lord. Lord, help us submit our plans, our will, our desires to you. Let our heart bow down to you today. In fact, I encourage you, wherever you are, just put your hand in your heart right now to go ahead and say, God, you are holy. I submit this year to you, 2021. Yes, we will work. Yes, we will plan. Yes, we will continue to go ahead and be productive, be fruitful. And yet, God, at the end of the day, we submit this year to you. Let it be yours, God. But Lord, on another end, I also pray, God, thank you, Jesus, because you know us, God. For those of us, God, who needs to be rescued, rescue us today. Lord, if some of us here today watching this, maybe for the very first time, or maybe you are with relatives and friends on a Christmas break somewhere and they're watching this and you're new to this community and you're saying, I want to be rescued by Jesus Christ. I don't have a relationship with God. Well, today is the time for that. What a great way to start off your year by acknowledging that, yes, God, you are our holy God. You can go ahead and do that. Wherever you are, if you don't have a relationship with Christ, just go ahead and acknowledge Him in your heart right now. Just go ahead and say, God, I know you are holy, and I know I am sinful, and I repent from my sins. Lord, today I believe in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Go ahead and declare that in your heart, maybe through your words for some of you. I believe in the finished work of Jesus. Today, I give my life to Jesus Christ. My heart, my will, my mind, my emotion submits to Him 100%. Lord, thank you. Let's pray for these people. We bless them today. Let me just go ahead and give you this word of blessing, this benediction upon our year. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you this 2021. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. Be gracious to each and every one of you. May He make His face turn, Lord, towards your favor, towards your favor, and grant you so much peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Happy New Year, everyone!
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join the Victory Group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.